They're an elite side and deserve the victory.
Was it any nerves, or did you think it was just the fact that they were, I suppose, so competitive and so strong in the big stage, your rivals?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I haven't had long enough to think about it. It's been a whirlwind year for us, really, to come from ninth to playing off in a grand final. But I thought we prepared really well, you know. Even our campaign was, you know, you take that any day of the week, the way we prepared. And, so whether we got overawed or they were just too good and we didn't take our chances. I must admit there was a moment there in the third quarter I thought that we started to really get some momentum. But they make you pay, you know. I think we missed an opportunity. I had to kick the point or drop mark and then straight up the other end, and that's what great teams do.
Yeah, those two moments, Shuey kicks inside 50, and he's got about four options, straight to Duraya, and then Jack, who never puts a foot wrong, drops an absolute put of a mark. That sort of, after that, it really seemed it was just unravelling for you.
A little bit, yeah, and you'd hate to blame two people for that, but, you know, they're the moments you need to take, so... Look, we're going to go through this together. You know, it's a really tight group, and we're hopefully there's more success to come. But, you know, there's no guarantees you can get there every year. And we'll improve. We need to improve. But we've let an opportunity slip today.
It has been sort of alluded to just then, but the lack of composure. Like, you fumbled so often, and it was very unlike you guys, you know, against them over in Perth. It's just unlike the year you've had. You've been very precise with everything.
Yeah, good combination of their pressure and, getting exposed by turnovers. I think sometimes you can fumble and you can, not quite handle situations, but you don't get punished like you do when you play Hawthorn. And you've got to give all credit to them, the way they played, and that's off to them.
From going goalless, did you think that was a supply issue as much as him having a poor day, or how did you rate his performance?
JK. Oh, look, I thought our forward line were a bit off today as a whole unit. I thought the Hawks' defence was a really solid back seven. But the supply wasn't great. I think we had 40 inside 50s, so we averaged 55. So, and to say it was our midfield that was disappointing, I think the collective, you know, the whole way we played today was one of our poorer games.
What's gone wrong with the goal kicking 2 weeks in a row, two big finals?
Killed us. Don't know, I think we're second in the comp last year for accuracy. So, I've mentioned before, it's where you have your shots from. But we missed some gettable goals today. And Hawthorn did as well. So, but critical moments in games, we missed a few.
From a coaching point of view, how did you find your first grand final?
Well, not great. I feel like... when you're in those situations like today, and there were stages over the course of the season where you a lot of things are going wrong, and you're trying to plug some holes that you hope turn things around. So we did a few things here and there, but for the most part, it was quite difficult in the box to actually try and turn the tide. And the players themselves took it upon themselves to take the game on a little bit, and like I said, we missed some critical moments, and Hawthorn made us pay.
And how, you know, missing critical moments, it's also thinking about it, was some of your leaders, like Shannon misses that shot on goal, Josh has a really hard day, Matt is, I think it's the first time in ages he's been blanked in the midfield. Just that, how hard did that make it for you guys to rally, I guess, when they were all having really tough days?
Oh yeah, look, it's a great learning experience for us, but yeah, I doubt our players want to go through that again. But our leaders have stood up all year. They've really excelled and put a program in place for them that hopefully gets us to stand up in days like today. But I wouldn't be blaming any individual players or leaders. I think it was, as a collective, we missed an opportunity.
Adam, they kick nine straight. We know Hawthorn are a team of momentum. Is there anything that you were wanting the players to do? Did you talk about it before the game, that what they needed to do to stop that sort of momentum?
What held us in really good stead against the Hawks in the first final was our pressure and our ball use. And, you know, when you parked the nine straight, I thought the game in itself was... we'd have a skinny sort of kick or a get about 20 or 30 metres, and we didn't make that same contest we normally make. And on the flip side, we didn't anticipate turnover as good as we normally have as well. So we weren't setting up defensively because it was coming back too quick, and they were using their numbers as well.
What did you say to them when you just took them behind closed doors in the rooms there? What was the, I suppose, the final message
it's
there?
A bittersweet feeling because we're really proud of what they've done this year from coming from ninth to playing off today. You know, I thought they had a sense of expectation today that it was going to keep rolling on, and we did as well, and that's what you want them to be in. But so we're proud of the year, but we're disappointed today, and we've let an opportunity slip because they don't come around too often. And now the next challenge is how we respond. You know, what do we do over the break? Well, we have to get better. There's no doubt about that. I always thought last year we were competing with about 8 or 9 sides for the top half, you know, from 6th downwards, if that makes sense. And I thought we'd tick that box, but we didn't quite get all the way.
They seemed to have space for a lot of the game. Did you think you struggled with the dimensions of the ground at all?
That's a good question. Like I said earlier, the way they structure up, it's to use the whole ground, and we know that, and they're the best ever at doing those, setting up and using the ball. But the pressure would have helped if we could have provided enough heat on the game and closed down those situations, but we couldn't, and they didn't change. And I said from the start that we'll play our way, they'll play theirs, and their way beat ours.
Is that a accurate reflection of how much better Hawthorn are than the comp, or was it a particularly bad day for you guys?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I think we had a bad day, but I think it's also a reflection of what Alistair's built up over the last 10 years. And now they're in that mode of finals, grand finals on a yearly basis, and they've got the week down pat. And that's a challenge for every club to get into that space where consistently playing in prelims and grand finals, and the players can draw on the experience. So we went through a lot of firsts this year, and I'm hoping we'll be better for it, but there's no guarantees.
What was your plan for Cyril Rioli today? He had a lot of space.
Yeah, a lot of space. Yeah. We play as a unit, and you know, we've been performing really well throughout the year at beating forward lines that have really good talent, and we tried a couple of things, but he's just a bloody good player, and you know, he's a competitor. He can compete with any tall, and he's probably the best in the competition at ground level. So, and Hawthorn playing away where they look for him, and there's a connection with their ball use that I'm sure you all saw today that we couldn't stop.